the last few weeks, the country has been engaged in an informative debate over the issue of dredging the Bahr Ghazal Basin, specifically the Nam River. In this debate, the contending sides have put forward legitimate arguments both for and against dredging. For example, those who support dredging see it as a permanent solution to persistent floods in low-lying areas. Others in the same group see it as a means of opening our waterways for river transport that will ease transportation bottlenecks in the country. On the other side of the debate, dredging without proper studies is viewed as a path ecological disaster that will change South Sudan's biodiversity forever. This group fears the loss of marshlands, which are the lifeline of different animal species and a means of livelihood for our fishermen. In short, this group opposes dredging on the basis of adverse environmental concerns and anticipated loss of their economic livelihood. Having followed this debate keenly, I realize that this outcry from public consultation from both sides came because we have not conducted an informed public consultation that addresses the concerns and fears of those groups. These fears and concerns, whether real or perceived, can only be overcome through public consultation and the conduct of credible scientific studies of the impact of dredging on the surrounding communities and the Sud ecosystem. It is only after we have done this will our people on both sides of this debate have confidence to support this project, to allow our citizens to participate in the consultation process without emotions. I am today freezing any planned dredging activities in the Sud region until credible, professional, evidence-based studies are carried out on the impact of dredging both on the surrounding communities and their ecosystem. To this effect, I am directing the Ministry of Environment and Forestry to initiate the process of identifying and eventually hiring credible experts who will carry out the said feasibility studies.